Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are chatting this morning about fall preparations, whether that be in the garden or in the field, and a little bit of a look forward to next year. It's one of my favorite times of year right now. I love the cooler temperatures of fall, the beautiful leaves on the trees. We've discussed that a little bit. And it is also the time of year when Extension releases their new garden calendar. The 2021 garden calendar from ISU Extension Horticulture is now available for purchase. You can purchase it directly online through the ISU Extension store, or if you would like to stop by the Cass County Extension office and pick one of those up, we will have them in stock here by the end of the week, and they are $7. You can avoid that shipping charge if you want to pick them up directly from the office. The theme for the 2021 garden calendar is Iowa natives. From bloodroot to bluebells, prairie smoke, burr oak, witch hazel, winterberry, and other Iowa natives, you'll find them all in the 2021 ISU Extension and Outreach Garden Calendar. This 12-month calendar showcases the entire year in the beauty of several native plants native to Iowa woodlands or prairies that are featured each month throughout the year. Many of these Iowa natives also perform well in the home landscape. In addition to the feature of Iowa natives, you'll still get the same features you love in the garden calendar every year, a large calendar grid that acts as a garden journal to record the progress of your garden, including monthly tips that provide timely cultural information for fruits and vegetables, recommendations for lawn care, tree and shrub guidance, and other information. Whether it's flowers, fruits, vegetables, trees, or turf grass, this annual calendar provides tips on a variety of topics. You can quickly know what task should be completed next in your garden. This is always a customer favorite here in the Extension office. So if you're looking for a gift for the green thumb in your life, or you just love garden calendars, we encourage you to stop by and pick one up here. Those are $7 if you would like to purchase one. And again, we will have them in stock here soon. While we're talking about fall chores in the garden, a few things to keep in mind as it gets chilly here towards the end of the week. If you're looking to plant in the garden still, now is a great time to plant garlic. Garlic cloves can be planted in fall anytime from mid-October to mid-November. Plant cloves 3 to 4 inches deep with the pointed side up. Fall planted garlic should be mulched with 4 to 6 inch layer of weed-free straw to help prevent winter injury. In early spring, move the straw to between the rows, and this allows the garlic foliage to emerge. If we do have a killing frost this weekend, you may want to get a few last items harvested out of your garden if you have not yet had a killing frost. I know many areas around here have kind of been right on the edge. If you have sweet potatoes still in the garden, get those harvested immediately before or right after a vine-killing frost. When harvesting, dig carefully to avoid cutting or bruising the roots. After harvest, cure sweet potatoes for a week at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and high humidity, 90 to 95%. Curing promotes the healing of minor cuts and bruises and prolongs the storage life of sweet potatoes. It'll also improve the flavor as starches are converted to sugars during this process. After curing, store sweet potatoes at a temperature of 55 to 60 degrees with a little lower humidity around 85 to 90%. Storage temperatures above 60 degrees may stimulate sprouting. Sweet potatoes should also be stored away from fruits that are in storage. Sweet potatoes may develop an off flavor and the flesh may become discolored if stored at temperatures below 55. If properly cured and stored, sweet potatoes can last 4 to 6 months in storage. If you have Brussels sprouts in the garden, wait until the plants have been exposed to one or more light frosts or freezes. Temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s improve the flavor of Brussels sprouts, and they will have a milder, sweeter flavor. Harvest individual sprouts from the base of the plant as they become solid. They should be about 1 to 1.5 inches in diameter, tender and green. Remove the sprouts higher up on the plant as they become firm. Do not strip the lower leaves from the plant as they are necessary for further growth. Once picked, sprouts can be placed in a plastic bag and stored in the refrigerator for 2 to 3 weeks. And if you still have any tomatoes on your plant you want to pull off before we get a killing frost, just before the first frost, remove all mature light green fruit from the vines. Small, dark green tomatoes will not ripen off the vine. The tomatoes should be solid, firm, and free of defects. Remove the stems Wash and dry the fruit. Any tomatoes that are starting to turn color or have a pink blush can be placed on the kitchen counter or a shelf to ripen. You want to individually wrap tomatoes that are completely green in a piece of newspaper, place them in a single layer in a box, and store in a 60 to 70 degree Fahrenheit location. Inspect them frequently and discard any which show signs of decay so they don't contaminate the ones around them. When the tomatoes begin to color, remove the newspaper and place them on a counter or shelf to fully ripen. And finally, we have new information from our integrated crop management team on some considerations for field tillage this fall following a drought. If you've got a crop field in this dry and warmer than normal growing season, you may be facing challenges as you look to manage your soil and crop residue this fall. Excessively dry soil conditions this season make field preparation and tillage challenging in the fall. Even though dry soil conditions are preferred for conducting tillage operations, and the advantage of having low soil moisture is a reduced impact from equipment traffic causing soil compaction in the field. However, soil disturbance under dry or other conditions may destroy the soil structure and increase the potential for soil erosion, and you may also lose soil organic matter, topsoil, and nutrients. Lack of soil moisture, especially in the top 12 inches where most tillage occurs, can produce unfavorable conditions for soil fracturing. Excessively dry soil conditions can produce large soil clods that are not easy to break with secondary tillage in the spring, and tilling excessively dry soils can be costly in terms of the fuel and time use as compared to tilling soils with normal field moisture. The effectiveness of incorporating crop residue may be limited, and the lack of moisture will reduce the breakdown of any crop residue that is incorporated. The best option for managing dry soils and crop residue under dry conditions is to limit soil disturbance, keep residue on the surface. Crop residue can help mitigate drought conditions by trapping rain and snow moisture and helping recharge the soil profile for the following growing season. It's been documented that keeping residue standing with no-till on the soil surface can trap up to 70% more of the water in rain or snow melt than conventional tillage, and the water storage capacity of soil will be greater than with tilled soil. Crop residue and tillage considerations for fall are highlighted in an additional article that is linked on the ISU Extension webpage. In general, keep in mind that every tillage pass can cause the loss of a quarter inch of soil moisture. However, this number varies based on soil texture, organic matter content, and the amount of residue on the soil surface. And again, for more information on that, we encourage you to check out the Integrated Crop Management News site for additional information on field management recommendations and a link to further articles on the topic. Of course, all of that information and more can be found on the ISU Extension website by stopping in the Cass County Extension office or by giving us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.